I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A Tallulah toddler is dead following what Tallulah police say was an accidental shooting. Police Chief James Vaughn says the department received a call late Monday afternoon that a three-year-old shot himself accidentally after finding a loaded gun in a home. The child was taken to Madison Parish Hospital, where he later died. Police are not releasing the name of the victim at this time. PayScale.com ranks Louisiana Tech University number one in the state in early and mid-career salaries for graduates. The report says tech graduates early in their career earn an average of over $49,000 per year. University spokesman Dave Gabrand says they're proud of the recognition.
I think what it shows is that the graduates of Louisiana Tech are highly thought of, well-respected for their talents and the skills that they have when they graduate from our institution, and what they're able to provide to different companies within different industries in our nation.
Louisiana Tech also ranked number one for median mid-career salaries, with graduates who have at least 10 years of experience in their field averaging over $86,000 a year. Gayran feels this ranking is a real testament of the faculty at Tech.
And our approach to providing students with skills and with experiences that they'll be able to take into the workforce and into different companies that they work for.
Overall, Tech ranks number 59 in the nation in median mid-career salaries for graduates among public universities. A new website is up for Louisiana state government employees and retirees to choose their health insurance plans for next year, a choice they must make by October. Governor Bobby Jindal's administration is reworking the insurance plans that cover 230,000 people through the Office of Group Benefits. In recent months, the insurance program has been spending more each month than it's taking in. The changes are part of an effort to help stabilize program finances. Analysts say the changes will result in increased out-of-pocket cost and higher deductibles. None of the 2015 insurance plans are exactly the same as current plans. Workers and retirees will have to choose new insurance options or get assigned to a plan. The website includes decision guides as well as a cost calculator. A Democratic group has lodged an ethics complaint against Republican U.S. Senator David Vitter, alleging that he violated state campaign finance restrictions. The American Democracy Legal Fund announced Monday that it filed a complaint with the Louisiana Ethics Board. It seeks an investigation into a $100,000 fund transfer from Vitter's federal campaign account to an independent PAC supporting Vitter's 2015 candidacy for governor. The PAC is called the Fund for Louisiana's Future. The complaint says Louisiana law prohibits transfers of a candidate's federal campaign money to a PAC supporting that candidate. Vitter spokesman Luke Bowler called the complaint a baseless attack from a leftist group. He says that Vitter followed the law. State Ethics Administrator Kathleen Allen would not confirm the complaint was filed. The Ethics Board decides in secret whether to investigate complaints. The Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals has announced testing confirms that the brain-eating amoeba, Naegleria fowleri, has been found in a water system in Sabine Parish. The amoeba was also discovered in St. John the Baptist Parish last month. Office of Public Health Medical Director Takesha Davis says while the amoeba is potentially dangerous, it doesn't make the water unusable. On the KEDM weather forecast, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy skies, the high in the upper 80s.